The FBI continues to pursue the idea of gaining access to encrypted cell phones, arguing the nation is less safe because of encryption. The agency claims the tech experts of Silicon Valley could create a method that would help the FBI while also continuing to protect consumer privacy. But many cybersecurity experts say that's not the case, and some lawmakers have expressed concerns about the FBI misleading the public. With me to talk more about this is Jamie Winterton. She is Director of Strategy at ASU's Global Security Initiative. Jamie, is there really a way for the FBI to access our phones without opening up some kind of Pandora's box?
In my opinion, there's not. And I like that you said a Pandora's box, because that's the way I think of it as well. So if you think of a box that contains your data, and it's a sealed box, there's no way to get into it other than you having your own key to get in. What's being recommended is sometimes called a golden key that could be used by an agency, or even a back door that only certain people could use. The problem with that is the same problem you would have with the box, is now the box has an additional opening. And you would hope that it would only be used for positive purposes, but exactly like a real back door in a house, the real opening in a box, you can't control who uses that. So we would hope that it would only be used by law enforcement for positive purposes. But the thing is once you've installed that, you really don't have that kind of control.
And you and I have talked about cybersecurity a lot in the past, and there are people who are very much on both sides of this. There is not everyone who's into protecting us from cyber problems. There are those who want to take advantage of them. So does it feel naive when an agency like the FBI might try to convince us that they can do it, even if their intentions are good, that they actually could come up with some golden key?
I understand their motivation. It would certainly make their lives a lot easier. But there are a lot of other ways to get information. For example, we talk about our phones, and our phones hopefully are encrypted depending on what operating system and phone you're using. But the backups to the cloud are not always encrypted. The way that you use apps is not always encrypted. There's a lot of different ways to get information. I understand the FBI's desire to be able to break encryption unilaterally on all these devices, but I don't think it's the only way for them to get that information. And there are a lot of downsides that might be more subtle that tend to get ignored in those conversations. Then there's just the mathematical reality that you can't create a golden key. You can't create a backdoor that will only work for the FBI. Mm-hmm. That's just not the way the math works.
Not sure we can estimate this, but are there a number of phones the FBI has talked about not being able to get into? Do they have anything in common other than that?
Well, the number of phones the FBI has talked about not being able to get into, and then the number of phones the FBI has actually not been able to get into, are very different. So whether it's due to overestimation or a mathematical error, the FBI originally said they did not have access to a certain number of phones. I don't recall, several thousand phones. Turns out they overestimated by about 500%.
Wow.
So the number of phones that they actually could not get into is much lower than originally spec'd. Then that is just the phone itself. There's a lot of other ways, like I mentioned, to get information to solve some of these crimes. And I'm not saying that these crimes aren't important. Mm-hmm. It's important for the FBI to be able to do their job. But what are we giving up if we give up strong encryption?
Right. What makes sense to you at this point? I mean, are there incremental things that you, if they were handled correctly, would make sense? And other things that are really getting over the line, that are close and they're straddling, but they're going over into dangerous territory?
Encryption's very binary. It's either encrypted and it's strong and it's secure, or it's not. So there's not a real gray area. There's not a real middle ground. You can't sort of encrypt something. So that, to me, is something where there's really no give on. Either we break encryption and then we have a broken process that can be exploited by other nation states, by other bad actors, or we think of other ways that the FBI can do their job while maintaining the security and privacy of the individual. And here's where the conversation goes awry sometimes, is we pit security and privacy against one another. I think you and I talked with Michael Chertoff several months ago saying that security and privacy are not really at odds. If people as individuals they don't have their privacy, then there's a lot of different ways they can be exploited. And there's a lot of different ways that they and then our nation are insecure because of that.
So the gloom and doom question then is, what would it take for encryption not to matter as much to people as it does now, where the FBI would have more of a leg to stand on? Are we talking about a similar thing to 9/11? Does it have to be that extreme?
It could be. I think that the FBI will continue to try to get access. my hope is that the technology companies will continue to resist that. My hope is also that individuals will, as we've seen since the San Bernardino iPhone case, start to prefer encryption, start to favor companies that respect their privacy, that give them the tools to protect themselves. Very few things are absolutely, totally secure. One of the cases, like there's a hardware case that we can talk about. So, of course, if there's a golden key, we promise to protect it. Well, a couple years ago, you know, those TSA keys that unlock your luggage, inadvertently a reporter posted a photo of one of those keys. That key was then mapped over into 3D printing software. And now pretty much anybody can 3D print those TSA keys that only TSA was supposed to have. We need to get better with our cybersecurity at the federal and state level before we start having these conversations about, can we trust you with keys?
Can you see a time where there is legitimate, trusted collaboration between Silicon Valley companies like that and the FBI, for example, where certainly there won't be 100% trust? I don't think anyone really wants that. That we want to be a little skepticism, of course. But can we move in a direction like that that makes this whole thing a little bit more productive?
I hope so. And you know what I think could motivate that is election security. We all would benefit from that. There's a play for the technology companies there. There's a play for government there. The public absolutely demands it. So if we can find ways to start working together on technologies that are secure for elections, which is absolutely going to involve encryption, then maybe we can start to build those bridges, because right now it's a wide gaping chasm.
Jamie Winterton, always good to see you. Thanks.
You too. Thanks, Steve.
Jamie Winterton is Director of Strategy at ASU's Global Security Initiative.